Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command. Have you heard of TDX? Listen, Orbital Command is putting together the Terra DAP Expo on June 9th and 10th in Austin, Texas. Not Boston. I know, that's what I thought. Austin. Austin, Texas. Come get doxxed IRL and share merriments with all of your favorite fellow lunatics and lunatics. For more information, go to terradapexpo.com or hit the menu item on the site right here on terraspaces.org. And as always, be sure to check out Orbital Command online at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For more information, check out terraspaces.org/sponsors. Today on The Ether, Super Terra and the Stone Luna Duck Club AMA and Project Special. Let's take a listen.
Here we are, Wednesday. This is the midweek highlight. As over the last few weeks, obviously the guys from the Stoned Ducks of Luna have been developing some really interesting art and getting ready for their mint. Really, just to kind of set the scene. This is going to be a bit of a project overview, an AMA. And focusing on the AMA part, once again, similar to the previous spaces that I hosted yesterday, really keen for people to step forward either with questions that you can send via DM or put onto Twitter, or put in the Discord, and really your chance to kind of put questions to the project. But also importantly, you've got an opportunity to win some prizes. So I've got the pleasure of giving away some Loop NFTs, and the guys will tell you all about a special prize from the Stone Ducks collection as well. So lots of exciting things to happen. Shall we get things underway? So I guess for me, obviously, a bit of background if anyone's interested. I did an article a few days ago just giving a bit of context that I put onto the Loop site. So I will put a link after this when the recording's done for you to sort of dive in and get some more details. Really, I think, you know, first question from me is, yeah, tell me all about what the Stone Ducks are all about and why did you make her on your very intriguing Twitter page?
Well, Stone Ducks is first and foremost, of course, about a high quality art, high detail NFT project. But it really started with the concept of using funds to establish a worldwide Stone Duck brand, like for clothes, music, art, articles, traveling, of course, illegal smoking supplies. Yeah, an enticing and fun experience for the community and the brand for all stoners and artists, crypto enthusiasts, and all people that like to smoke a joint and fly away sometimes. Yeah, there are like many concepts and possible ways for the community and the brand to explore in the future, because the way of life offers a wide variety of possible arts and products. And of course, to clear that up, profits from all those products and secondary fees are used to stake an anchor for passive income and giveaways to holders and to establish further products and to further the lifestyle brand. And there also will be a very special way of NFT staking, and we don't want to spoil too much, just to have like the surprise on our side when it really starts and when it's all tested. And only 10% of the funds will go to the founders, just so we can continue the work.
Excellent. And I think something that really caught my eye was that the very special number of ducks that you are that you have in the collection, 5,420. That was, and of course, the launch date for the project, the 420 as well. And I think your mint was literally at that time. So pretty much ticking all of those boxes. For those that haven't seen, clearly the Stone guys are actually sporting some of the NFT collection. I can see as well. There's a listener there, JT, with the art as well, and Dogs Dog Life. So clearly, you know, these PFPs are starting to appear all over Terra Twitter. So I think really kind of to go into the next part for me, I'm really interested in your sort of charity passion, and it's an interesting, it's a different sort of charity focus. I know if you want to kind of tell us a bit more about that, and then we can maybe delve into a bit more about some of the utilities around the project as well.
TMT, you want to go for it, or shall I?
Yeah. So first thing, we're gonna donate to the Angel Protocol too, because I know that is big on Terra. But we really wanted to find some charities and organizations that are about legalizing cannabis. Because I know personally in the States, there's only a select few states that have it legalized. So that's what we're looking for. I know a couple organizations that I've been in contact with. They don't want me to say anything yet, just because we haven't came to an agreement. And they don't accept crypto yet. But I'm talking to one that is thinking about setting up a crypto wallet because of us to accept donations that way. And I think legalizing marijuana, it should be legal. I mean, it's no worse than drinking a beer, you know. I just want to make people aware.
I think that's a great move, and certainly where I live, whilst it's not legal, I think it's been effectively decriminalized in many ways. And certainly in the time I've been on this earth, it's gone from being a pariah drug to being relatively widely accepted. And I'm sure before long, more states and certainly in more countries will move towards a legalization framework. So certainly something that I support as well when you compare it to other drugs that are legal and some of the damage that they can cause, brackets. So I'm not anti drugs or drink, because I do like a drink myself. But yeah, I think in terms of the charity, that's fantastic. And the Angel is great as well. Something that I think probably great for you guys to put the record straight on is there's been quite a lot of talk. I think it's amazing, by the way, a lot of talk around this Airbnb idea. But I understand from obviously a discussion that we had a couple of days ago, it's not absolutely meant to be the center of the project, but I think a lot of people got very excited about it. So maybe you could tell us a bit more about the plans for that.
Yeah, so people kind of got mixed about SDLC intending to purchase an Airbnb and the idea being in the room that after mint out, or after mint out of second collection to be more specific, because community voted for it like pretty much in the beginning, just so we have more funds to also establish other avenues that are way more profitable for our holders and are like easier to go now, since housing market worldwide is not as at an like perfect level to invest. And since then, we want to like keep the decision concerning that aspect of our lifestyle brand to the community only, and only after second collection, since we need funds to purchase that. And it would be like just a waste of community funds to purchase it now instead of establishing multiple albums or ongoing storyline that's very awesome, or like high quality clothes, really. And yeah,
that's great. And speaking of second collections, I think you've already revealed that there's a really special benefit for, in fact, there's a lot of special benefits for holders of three or more ducks. I don't know if you guys want to just share a bit more about the sort of things you'll receive as a bit of a bonus there, and perhaps a little bit about some of the staking plans as well, which are quite innovative.
Yeah, so holding three of the OG ducks, the ones that are minting now, holding three or more will get you one free mint of our next collection, which is the female duck. And I'll say right now, I don't want to spill too much, but holding both of those will be, you'll be benefited from if you hold both of those in the future as well. The staking aspect, like he mentioned earlier, we don't want to go in too much detail yet. It is something that neither one of us has seen done before as far as NFT staking goes, but we want to test it over and over and over to make sure before we spill too much about it. But there will be a very, very unique staking aspect for your NFTs.
Excellent.
And if Don wants to expand on that anymore, he can.
Well, we can drop what's already written in the Medium. Like, if you stake more DAX, the yield will increase, of course, which you will receive in SDLC token. And one thing about SDLC token is that we don't want to give it an initial value, since we really want this to be a community project. We don't want to decide like, yeah, that's the worth of SDLC token, but we just want to see where it goes when we allow to release it as soon as use cases are established for it. So you, of course, will stack the SDLC, and you can like stack, if you start early, good amounts of SDLC. And since we will have use cases established before it will be released, you can be pretty sure it will not dump into nothingness.
And that's something that really appeals to me. And I like the fact that you're pretty much saying, we're not launching this until we've got something substantial that will back it up. And I think that will then mean that people want the token. And as you rightly say, it's not going to get dumped into. So really well thought out. And probably last but not least from me, because I think, you know, there's so many great aspects to the project, but I'm really keen to get other speakers up, is your ambition to essentially create a brand, clothing and other items. You've already teased out some very cool fleeces and so on. How soon can people get hold of those?
We're taking our time on that. I don't want to give an exact date because I know what putting a date on something in this space means. We're shooting for a month-ish, but it will be before our next collection drop, for sure, which we're aiming for sometime this summer for that.
And concerning music release, the music is pretty much done for the first release, so it's more a question of when the Launchpad can start the music NFT release, so it could be pretty soon.
Excellent. And I'm wondering on the music side whether you might have a perfect venue to showcase that next year with LunaFest coming up, which would be quite an exciting opportunity. The cogs going in my brain right now.
That would be dope. So,
yeah, I think it'd be superb. So for me, obviously, we've kind of set the scene a little bit. We've already got one speaker up. Someone else requested and has dropped out. Please do press request again. And there are also obviously some community questions as well. But I think as we've got Kush Cats, and I recognize the logo actually, Kush Cats NFT.
Hey, welcome, man.
Let's hear from you guys.
Maybe Shy.
Yeah, they usually speak. They must be away from their mic.
Ah, there we go.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much, just like working, kind of just been listening to you guys, like what you guys are talking about. Not, I know exactly what you mean, not wanting to put a date out there because everyone will jump up your butt that day because they really are excited about your project and are looking forward to like launch days and stuff like that. So I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, I was just saying, hey, and you know, showing some love, some support.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Excellent. I think that's one of the best things about the entire NFT space, just how everyone helps each other. And you get the odd bad one, but most of us are really here for the positives and to help each other and drive that community. So thank you very much, Kush Cats, and good luck to you with your project as well. So thank you for joining us. Just whilst we wait for... Yeah, cool. just whilst we wait for other speakers to join us, as I say, a couple did appear and then disappeared. And I know what it's like, and I always say this, I'm sure it'll be better once Elon's taken over and they sort out the tech side of spaces. But for the here and now, people do get rugged, including myself occasionally. So yeah, whilst folks are thinking of questions, we have had a question come through earlier. So I'm just going through my many screens here. So one question which came through was, as far as branding of supplies goes, do you feel the direction is to partner and brand existing manufacturing or design from scratch?
That's all still in the works, but we're leaning towards partnering with a design, a manufacturer already, but using our own brand and our own design. But like I said, that's all still in the works, so it's hard to give a great answer on that.
Of course. And there was another question that I'm trying to find, which has now disappeared as my screen has frozen. I think in terms of, well, perhaps, you know, one extra one could throw out there. You've got a very cool and distinctive logo. Any thoughts on, because obviously the PFP phase one project is very much about the ducks, then we got the female ducks. Any thoughts on kind of additional themes, or are you at this stage just really focused on those first two collections?
I'd say for now we're really focused on the first two. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. But as I mentioned earlier, there will be a benefit for holding a male and a female. And that's I don't want to give away too much. But we have thought about, yes, it's in the back of our heads. But for now, main focus is on finishing up this mint, getting items checked off our roadmap, and then the second collection mint.
Excellent.
I remember what I was going to say now. If you need someone to drive the combo, I remember you guys talking about like what you were planning on doing to like give back, and I really like that, because we're also like weed focused, obviously Kush Cats, if you didn't get that. I like the idea of like giving back like foundations that are for like legalization of weed, but we're also focusing on organizations that are like to get people who were convicted of weed offenses in states where it's now legalized out of prison, because they're still like in prison in some places, even though like in their state it's legal, and in some places like that's like a crime, because they should be out of jail because what they have been committed of is no longer like illegal. So it was just like offering that up as another idea for the ducks, because I just think that's like a great cause as well, and like no one should be in prison for something that's no longer illegal. And some of these guys have spent years and years in there, and that's, you know, definitely a cause that's worthy.
Very, very true. Let's talk about it in DMs. Very true.
For sure.
Yeah, that's really important. And I think, yeah, it's one thing to decriminalize, another thing to make it, you know, accessible. But the damage that's been done in the past to individuals' lives, unfairly so in many cases, it'll be good to see that kind of remedied. So I think that's a really great angle and a really great cause.
Yeah, there are like imprisonments then more than 20 years for like minor amounts.
Just for minor, literally like less two, than like, two, like joints 2 grams. And stuff. Yeah, three, stuff yeah. Like that's crazy amounts. And it's like they've had their lives taken away for no reason. And now it's like their states are suddenly legalizing it, but they're still sitting in prison just waiting for their, like the minute the state legalizes it, they're not just going to run and like free every single prisoner who's been wrongfully.
It
like,
will take years. It will take
yeah,
years.
Yeah, you know, so like. They could definitely use some of our money to like help that, you know?
Absolutely. And I think as well, because in those cases that you mentioned, if someone's been inside for so many years, help them get their lives back as well. I mean, that's just, you know, such a large part of your life to lose, and in such a, you know, an unfair way in many ways. So, no, lots of really, really good things can come out of this. So I can see Logan has, Logan KUST, the floor is yours.
Thank you. You guys hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yes, sir.
All right. Obviously, guys, I'm a big fan of everything. Just piggybacking off what Kush was just saying, I don't know how much everybody follows football, American football, but Laramie Tunsil was an offensive tackle. And on draft night, a photo came out of him in a gas mask smoking a bong, and it killed his draft stock. You know, just he's doing fine now.
Ruined his career, right?
Well, initially, he ended up being really good, so he's making plenty of money, no worries there. But he actually turned the photo into an NFT, and he's going to be using the proceeds to donate to that cause you were just talking about helping people who have been incarcerated and are still incarcerated, even though it's no longer illegal where they're incarcerated. So I just thought that was a nice little tidbit there.
That's awesome. I did see something about that.
That was pretty much all I had. But I obviously love the whole project. I've been a fan of you guys from the start, and I cannot wait to see where this goes.
Nice. I appreciate your support. Yeah, you've definitely been here since day one. We appreciate that.
Cool. Thanks, Logan. That's fantastic. And again, an example of let's make the wrongs right as a community and improve lives for the future. So we've got some more questions coming through. Next one up is, how will profits from music and the comics be spread? And I'm assuming spread throughout the holders in the community. I'm taking that to be.
Well, 40% are planned to go to top holders. 40% just to Anchor Stash. If people don't know, Anchor is a protocol on Terra, which, because we have like many people from other chains too, and it's a protocol on Terra which allows you, amongst many other cool things, to stash UST, like the main stablecoin of the Terra ecosystem, and you get 20% on it right now, per year, that is. Our funds will be mostly stashed into it, and 40% will go into that as well, and 20% will go to the artists and that we hired and the team.
Excellent. So it's all about getting a sustained fund running that will really support the project in the long term. That's great. So thank you for that question. The next question, or next, I guess, broader question really, is it'd be great to hear a little bit more about your own backgrounds, you know, how you got into crypto. I mean, I was saving a question for later. Why Terra? I always like to ask that one. But more broadly, if you want to sort of tell the listeners, both now and people that are listening back later, a little bit about how you got into crypto and also how you got into the art as well.
Personally, myself, I had a buddy tell me back in 2014, he was invested in Bitcoin already. He told me, hey man, you missed out on Bitcoin. You want to get in this new token called Ethereum. I didn't know anything about it. He ended up talking me into buying into the ICO of Ethereum. I think it was around like 30 cents. I got a ton of that. I sold it for like $5 or $6. And then I bought back in around 50. So I've been in since 2014. I've been in NFTs since Bored Ape Mint. I minted a couple of those and sold them way too early. And then most recently, DeFi Jedi here got me into the Terra space. And once I joined it, I fell in love. The community here is awesome. And the fees were another thing I wasn't used to paying, like essentially nothing. So that's my short story on my journey through my crypto NFT experience and how I landed in Terra.
You've been in it for like quite the long time. How have you seen it change over time?
Oh, I mean, new investors, bigger investors. I mean, when I first started, it was just regular people like you and I investing into it. Tokens coming out left and right. I mean, it used to come out. I mean, when I first started, a token would come out and it would go on major runs, like almost instantly, because it was so brand new.
It didn't even matter what it did. Like,
exactly. It's because it was so new. And now, I mean, the market is saturated. So a token comes out and 99% of them fail. So that's something that's changed, obviously, and something I've had to get used to, not buying every single token and expecting 100x on it.
What I love as well is you're essentially an OG, both on NFTs and also in the space. And I was messing around, getting rugged, getting burnt quite a bit in sort of 2014, 2015. And I guess, you know, you've seen lots of changes, and actually it feels a lot more mature, even though I would argue we're still very early.
Still very early, I agree. Yeah, we're still like Microsoft 98, I think.
Absolutely. I don't miss those ICOs that kind of went off like flares and then just bombed. Some of those experiences. But it is great to see how it's developing and growing. I think with that in mind, again, sort of whilst we sort of wait for... actually, Kush, yeah, you want to step forward?
Yeah, I was just wondering why you guys personally, as someone who's like been in the space for a bit longer, thinks that music hasn't taken off as much as like, say, images has.
It takes more time and people have short attention spans, and most musicians in the crypto space suck.
You really just think it's like lack of like quality of like musicians?
I think like the problem is the expectation of the consumer who comes in from retail and the lack of quality from musicians. Like even famous musicians, 90% of them suck. So it's not hard to suck as a musician. And like in not to be mean, like I suck.
I suck too at the beginning.
Like it's hard work to not suck at something you do, because you have to train really hard. Like it's not like you can just do it. And I think that's a problem, and also the expectation, like compared to games, for example, the NFT space imagines a complex MMO in the ways of World of Warcraft. But the reality is, if you want all that to happen on chain, that's still a good few years away, I think. So often expectations come in from mainstream and don't fit the profile that's represented here.
No, just I had a bit of a laughing fit, so I'm glad I was on mute there. Most of the musicians suck. There was no sitting on the fence there, that's for
most
sure.
Most musicians today suck.
They do, actually. I just thought it's probably the product of me getting old, because I thought most of them have sucked for quite a few years. But no, it's I think there's an important point there. Actually, like you say, the time to develop, and also the kind of ability for people to really stand out musically versus with the visuals. I think it's quite a different concept, and it's one that's probably harder to translate from, if you like, the trad world to the new world. So I think it's been an absolute boom for artists to have this new whole dimension and global, if you like, marketplace, plus all the extra utility and everything else that you can bundle in now. It's amazing. And artists from 100 years ago will be scratching their heads and thinking, I sold 5 in my entire life. And it's great. It's a wonderful form of progress. And some of the art is really absolutely stunning.
There's a lot of... Also, like in my experience in the music industry, often if you don't decide to go independent, which is a real hard road in the music industry, because promoting yourself nowadays without the reach of a label is extremely hard, and it will take mostly like years until you can even go to a live concert where it will be full. So if you decide to go with a label, in my experience, it's often not only that they take most of the profits, they also have pretty much the right when to schedule your music, what to do with your music, how to vibe it, with which people you have to feature, how to build it up, maybe even like dependent on the contract, what clothes you have to wear. Like it's kind of pretty fucked up. So the NFT space for musicians not only offers like new ways of representing it, and also like unique ownership and rarity of music again. Because when I think back when I was younger and you had like this one cassette or this one vinyl, and only you had this one vinyl, and people would come to you and listen to the album, and people would listen to complete albums, and it was a privilege to have this music. So like this feeling could return and would make musicians not so dependent on being mainstream and having like 4 million clicks. Yeah.
And I think as well, there's a whole aspect there of the way, like you said, they're almost manufactured now, a lot of these bands and everything else. It's the indie scene is incredibly hard to break out of, because it's almost weighted against those artists. It's almost, it's not what the labels want. So yeah, there's a lot of yeah, a lot of interesting thoughts I've got in my head as a result of what you just said there. And I think back to some of my younger days and the likes of Factory Records. If there's any folks remember those guys, they were breaking a lot of indie alternative scene in the UK and a lot of other great independent labels and artists came through all those sorts of routes. But if you look at the mainstream, my God, it's a sea of sameness. And you're right, it's identikit.
Yeah, that's also a problem. Like, I think often musicians are afraid to make, how do I say, a vibe, but prefer to go with what is already established because they know people are used to hear that kind of sound. So most likely they will vibe with it instead of going, what do I want people to feel?
Absolutely. And yeah, I think there's an element of conditioning as well, which, yeah, it's an interesting debate because obviously a lot of musicians that are trying to break through are relatively young. They don't have that life experience. They're told to tread a certain path. The ones that are brave, there's not many that actually really make it. And those that do are really quite exceptional for different reasons. But yeah, it's an interesting debate point. Conscious, we have a really interesting discussion here around kind of culture and a really great question around music that's really set this whole debate off. We didn't actually get round to your background. I am intrigued, though, because of the musical interests and so on. So it'd be great to hear your story how you kind of came to be here.
So 2017, a friend of mine just said to me, hey, click on that link. And I clicked on that link and it was a page to, I don't even know, I think Kraken. I think it was Kraken. And he told me, hey, if you give me 100 euros, I will send you it in the worth of, I think it was ETH, and you can trade with it. And pretty much from there on, I aped into everything possible without even understanding market cap, momentum, basic supply, liquidity zones, key zones. I didn't even know what a daily close was. It was like typical startup behavior in crypto, I guess. And over the years, I wised up. And I became one of these guys always reading white papers. And that's pretty much how I was intrigued by Terra, because Inverse Bra, like a very small, but not small, but very important thing in our crypto community. He posted a chart once of Luna when it was at like, I don't know, $3 or something. And since then, I'm basically all in on the Terra ecosystem. Since it just, I have conviction in it. And concerning the music part, I study law and I could prolong my studies a bit to focus on crypto and music because I wrote some China coins good enough to have a little stash. And so I started making music and I became pretty good at it. And then labels became interested and...
Excellent. I love that story. And I think we've all been there aping into coins, not thinking about the fact the reason why it's 0.00000% is because there's billions of them. And occasionally getting one right.
The cheaper the coin was, the better. Like if it was a supply of, I don't know, 300 trillion and was 0.00001 cent, then you would ape into it. And it was a 50%, you would go broke or X100.
Yeah, it's real casino experiences, really, but very good fun. Yeah, I had a lot of effectively rugs from those, and some of the ICOs that happened were I could laugh about them now. I've had a lot of therapy type spaces and conversations, but I think that's what makes
the pain is hidden now. The pain is very deep.
Absolutely. Those if only moments as well when you sell something and you see the thing 100x after you've sold it, like, okay. World's most expensive pizza would be my favorite story. But we've all been there. We've all been there. But so anyone else fancies popping up, asking a question? I think we've covered, really nice aspects of the project, the backgrounds. The art style, which I think is really good. I love the ambition of the clothing brands, that kind of physical opportunity, second collection, you know, the female ducks and some teased utility that's going to come out of that. Lots of other things besides. So, and obviously the charity support. And I think, you know, Cush Cats really opened up the fact that it's not just about helping legalize cannabis. It's also about helping people that have actually had their lives potentially ruined, you know, by the criminalization of their status in the past. So there's a lot of profound thoughts on that front. Great to have another voice on the stage as well. Journey to 24, a familiar voice. We've spoken electronically. We've been playing Twitter tag this week, trying to catch up with each other. So, yeah, the floor is yours, sir.
Hi, everyone. Hope you're having a good day.
Hey, what's up, man?
So I have a couple of questions. First thing about the cannabis. Since I'm from Sri Lanka, I think you don't have experience on the cannabis in Sri Lanka. Here, though we have cannabis as an illegal item, in the traditional medicine, we have applications of cannabis. This has been used as medicine for centuries in Sri Lanka.
Do you need a medical card, or can your doctor just prescribe it to you if they see fit?
No. In here, the traditional doctors, we call them as Ayurvedic doctors, they have the permission to grow cannabis and use them inside medicines, not just as cannabis, but it can be used as an ingredient to make some kinds of medicines.
And so what is the legality status of it besides for recreational?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you properly. Sorry. Can you come again?
Sorry about that. So recreationally, what happens if you're caught with it by police?
Still, we have the law to take them to the court. And still, there are discussions happening in the government bodies and the parliament to legalize. But still, in Sri Lanka, we have some kind of a tough culture which has been coming from since the beginning of, about several thousand years. So still, there are discussions to make this legalized and maybe to have the option for exporting as well, because in Sri Lanka we have a lot of sunshine, and since we are near the equator, we are able to grow many of the crops here. So even for the cannabis, people are doing it illegally in several parts of the country. But in a legal perspective, still we don't have the permission to use them or harvest them in mass scale.
So I guess your perspective there is an important one. So although, as you say, it's deeply embedded in your culture as a medicinal.
I think we could maybe we can pick out how to make donations there. Just DM one of our team later, and maybe we can figure something out.
Oh, sure.
Excellent.
I'll provide whatever the things that you need regarding that. And added to that, I just wanted to ask from you guys, because you are so much into these things. So haven't you thought of getting onboarding doctors and people from the medical field? I haven't seen a single one from that field in the crypto space up
in
to
fact,
now.
In fact, my mom is a doctor on TNVs.
Great.
And there it can be prescribed, so we might be able to figure something out in the long run. For now, it's the roadmap to second collection, but donations are on the list. So, yeah.
That would be great.
I think doctors are very hesitant to get behind an NFT unless we're for sure donating to their specific either practice or their hospital or something like that. So I know what you mean, but it might be hard to incorporate specific, do you mean for to get opinions on the effects of weed and stuff?
Not specifically related to that, but I was thinking about joining them into the space. not like for the investment stuff and all, but to make sure that we incorporate mental wellness and specifically in the tech industry and in the trading as well, we have people with depression and all those things. Even we had some discussions about that with Superdera as well in our previous sessions. So it would be great if we can onboard them as well into the space so that the space can become better.
Yeah, I guess essentially highlighting the health benefits of cannabis. And you're right, we've had some very profound discussions on the positive impacts of people suffering from debilitating mental health conditions. And that's definitely something that if the medical profession could get behind it, would be a positive life enhancer, you know, unlocking better life experiences for many people. And actually having that legal stamp of approval will ensure that the quality and availability is improved so that everyone benefits. So yeah, I think there's a lot in that. So I think there's more to discuss. So thank you, Journey to 24. I always enjoy our conversations. They're always quite deep and take beyond, you know, the kind of the initial kind of crypto discussion. So thank you for that. We also have up now Dog Life Cosmos sporting a very nice.
Hey,
gear.
What up?
Hey, how's it going? I just want to say first, like, I really like this project. I actually love every single one of my ducks that I got, like, which I have not done a mint like that, where every single piece of artwork I was amazed by. The community you guys built, I know I've been hanging out with it for, I was in the beginning, DeFi Jedi told me to get in with the ducks, and I did. I didn't really start talking in there until recently, but it's a great community, like very friendly people, which some other Discords have not been so friendly. Question I've got is on the merchandise, do you think it's going to be possible that we could like have our ducks printed on that?
Definitely possible. Definitely something that we're looking into. But for now, the first drop, you've seen the sneak peeks of it. But we are definitely looking into being able for each one of the owners to customize with their own NFT on it. But I don't want to say anything for certain because we haven't figured it all out yet. But we're on the right track.
That's why I said it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. It's just us making it happen. We're thinking because we're going to have multiple drops. You know how some people have like a collection, like different collection drops. That's kind of what we're going to do. So it's possible that you could see it in the future for sure.
And the second question I got, the coin that. It's a coin that you guys are making for the staking, right?
Correct.
Yep. Is that going to be tradable in the Taro ecosystem or?
It's not going to be released until use cases and UST pool is established, but you can already like stack it and stake it. Possibly if we finish that function early enough. And then as soon as liquidity is established, of course, there would be the possibility, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's I understand it takes time. I'm just kind of
I would love to tell you more. It's more like I don't want to overpromise stuff. Like I don't want to be like I want to deliver. I don't want what I mean?
And that's what I love about this project, and that like you guys are slow and steady, good organic growth.
Thanks, man, bro. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
And I agree. I actually think you do the right path there, not overstating it, but I think actually the art style is really good. I think it lends itself to clothing and yeah, everything from the actual PFPs to the logos. Yeah, they're very cool, and I think they sit very well. So I'm a fan of the art.
Appreciate that. I wish our artist wouldn't be so shy in joint spaces and stuff, but he won't.
Yeah,
I would love for you guys to hear from him, but yeah, he's too shy. He will not do it.
Yeah, but maybe a pre-record interview. I've done a few of those for people that are a bit more shy and they don't have that pressure of a big audience. Perhaps one that we could put to him.
Yeah, I'll have to try to get him out of his show. Most artists are reserved, though, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And most of the projects I've sort of spoken to over the last year or so now, the artist tends to be the great creative thinker, but not always the voice out front, which is fine. We've all got different roles in life, and I can't draw for toffee. So I'm a massive respect for anyone that can. And if anyone see my art efforts on a couple of competitions, they are done almost not in jest, but they are, because I am that bad. If anyone else wants to step forward, we've had a really good discussion. As always, absolute pleasure, you know, to meet active projects that are making a real difference. And I'm sure this won't be the last time that we do one of these events. And a reminder, actually, whilst we're here, that the collection is live on Nowhere Art, minting now, 105 UST per piece. And I agree, the art is excellent. There's a lot of variety as well in the collection. And I think there's quite a few really cool one-of-ones that are yet to be minted as well. So that's yeah.
Let me so you know, the next one-of-one that gets minted gets $500 UST reward.
Say less.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant.
And just for the people that are wondering what will happen to the rest of the supply, like, we wouldn't be Stone Ducks if we wouldn't be prepared. So, of course, the rest will be burned, and still the roadmap is completely intact, and we have enough funds to go through with it until the second collection.
Excellent. Well, let's hope they don't need to be burnt.
I hope so, man. Like, honestly, the art is too good. Like, just personally, it's just too good to vanish. But we have to let the community decide.
As I say, well, I like it, and I think a lot of others do. And it's all about awareness as well. And I think that the challenge that we all have in this space is there's a lot of really cool projects. It's making sure that we're telling others about the best ones. So that's my small role in this space. I try and give a voice and have a conversation and share the love. So I'm not seeing any more questions coming through. I feel a bit lonely. I put a question into the Discord.
I have a question. What do you think of Elon's buyout?
I think it's super bullish for crypto and the NFT space.
Yeah. 100% agree. I'm actually quite pleased about it. I know it seems to have caused a lot of hand-wringing in certain social circles, but I like the guy. He's trying to change the world for the positive. And he's already tried to make some major differences on the global stage. And those that don't like him will always try and tear him down. I think his motives are decent. And I actually quite like the guy. That's my personal view.
I agree.
I also think it's like his money and he should be able to kind of like do what he wants with it. And like,
yeah, damn right.
To like an extent, like he made that much, like, I don't know, like he made the money, like he should be able to buy what he wants. And if he wants to buy Twitter, like, and he can afford it, let him buy Twitter. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely. And if anyone wants a laugh, I mean, this is why I love crypto Twitter. It's so friendly. I have this other Twitter that I don't use very much now, which is my football one. But it gets invaded a lot, of soccer to some of you guys. It gets invaded a lot by people ranting about the most inane things that probably matter for this one day only in their lives. And it seems that Elon is really widening certain groups of society. I just think, guys, discover crypto, discover a bit of dope, and chill the hell out. That's my personal view. But yeah,
they all need to take a big, big bong hit. And
they all need to join our communities.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like, absolutely.
Just chill and build instead of like hate and destroy. Like,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I always wake up with a smile on my face and try and think what positive things I can do in a day. I honestly think some people think, what can I be angry and aggrieved at today? Make a difference. Yes, anyway, that's a very rare political incursion for me. But I like the guy. I think he's doing a lot of positive, and I agree, it's his money, so he can do with it what the hell he wants. And I actually think he's doing a lot of really positive things.
The one part I dislike about it is that, like, he did, like, everyone who works at Twitter, and I have a few friends who do work at Twitter, so this is why. They got, like, a notice yesterday that their jobs are only safe for the next 6 months.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's, like, a little because that's, like, thousands of people who are, like, now, like, what am I going to do? But at the same time, it's, like, you should be expecting that when your company's going to get bought out. So, like, at the same, it's just unfortunate that, like, there's so many people being affected.
Very unfortunate, but it's nice that he gave him 6 months. That's...
Oh, 100%.
Nobody does that, yeah.
Yeah,
it's still, like, very, very sad.
Very, very nice and, like, professional that he, like, gave them that amount of time and, like, told them that their jobs might not even be safe. Like, he might, like, he could have easily just come in and been like, clean sweep, you're all fired. But, like, no, he's like, you know.
And I guess as well, a lot of them, hopefully, after a period of uncertainty, will still be safe. I guess he just has to do his own review and everything else. But whenever a company is taken over in I-5. I've been in a few in my trad life where I've had to apply for my own job and prove that I know what I'm doing. And it is unsettling, definitely unsettling. So yeah, thoughts with those guys. But I think it's going to be good overall. I just really want them to improve the Spaces capabilities so that we can actually do audio from a desktop. It's a small ask, but as I do a lot of these, it really is at times quite challenging on a phone. We will see. You know, having a proper mic on a desktop would be so much more cool. All good. Any last questions from anyone before we wrap up? Okay. Well, I will select some lucky recipients for some NFT. That's one person stepping forward now. So we'll get a last person up. I will still do my. Oh no, they've disappeared. Ah, oh, the legend. This is an honor. We've got the one and only, I think if he appears, he's disappeared. There he is, the one and only DeFi Jedi. This is an honor, sir.
Welcome, bro.
Did I get able to speak? Can anybody hear the Jedi?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Loud and clear, sir. Loud and clear.
Hey, guys. I was listening. I didn't want to interrupt you guys. What a wonderful space. Great. I loved all the conversation brought in from some of the outside community, like having the cats talking and asking some other questions, bringing up some of the other things, some of the community coming up and asking some questions. And man, I'm bullish on this project, not just because obviously I have, like, one of the coolest ducks in the world in my hands right now. It's going to eventually go to Angel soon. That's already prearranged, but because I've minted, I don't know how many, but I'm still trying to find a one-on-one. So I have a couple of spares, and I was wondering, Super Terra, do you want to give an extra duck away to somebody? You can pick a name and shoot me an address, and I'm going to send a duck to somebody that was here today just to say thank you for your helping out the community and sharing the love of the Stone Ducks, because this is what stoners do, man. We puff pass, dude. And I just want to pass one of these ducks to another stone.
That would be amazing, sir. Yes. As I say, I've already got several different ones to give away, ducks and a loop one as well. So, but that's great. The more the merrier. So thank you very much indeed. And thank you for everything that you do for Terra as well. I think you do an excellent service all around, and your short videos always make me laugh as well. So.
Thank you. Honored, man. That's awesome. I am a degenerate stoner, and I just am so lucky to be able to hang out with all the big brains like you guys, and I appreciate you guys not making too much fun of me. So I will.
No.
I will gladly.
No, you bring a lot.
Thanks, yeah. Man. I appreciate you guys. I'll be back to muting myself because I'm actually driving, and I just wanted to say I appreciate all of you guys and I'll send a deck. I've got a cool one I just minted this morning when I woke up. I got rugged. Sorry, guys. Thank you, guys.
No worries.
Peace, everybody.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. That's awesome.
Thank you, D5 Jedi. Hey, legend of space.
Yep. Right on. I just want to add on to what he was saying about his Jedi 1-of-1 duck, and also my TMNT 1-of-1 duck, for those who don't know, will be auctioned off, and the proceeds will go to Angel.
Excellent. We've got a flurry of speakers, actually. This is brilliant. So Domo19's been waiting very patiently, had a couple of issues getting you approved. I don't know what's going on there. I think Twitter was rugging me, but you've got the floor now.
Thank you very much, man. I just wanted to step in and say, first of all, happy Wednesday, everyone. And thank you, man. You know, me coming in these spaces really started with Kush Cats. I didn't really realize the just the importance
of this.
And yes, let's go. And now, like, I'm kind
Donut's got to stand together.
You know, my girlfriend last night was like, babe, what the hell are you doing on these spaces? And I'm like, check this shit out. So I took my earpiece, just let her listen. She's like, wow, fuck, you guys are like really engaged, huh? And I'm like, I'm telling you, man. And she's like, this is crazy. And basically just wanted to say thank you for doing this. And it's so important that we have these spaces for all of us just to learn more and connect. But that's basically it. Just wanted to say thank you, man. Happy Wednesday to everyone. And let's fucking go, man.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Yeah, man, appreciate that.
Excellent. Thank you. Absolutely. No, happy Wednesday, everyone. We've actually got another speaker that I've just accepted. I don't see them on my screen yet, but we do have a question from the Discord as well. King Bud is asking, will you be able to post some merchandise sneak peeks?
Yeah, so we already have, actually. I don't know if I posted them on Twitter or not. If I didn't, I will.
I think the newest sneak peek is
in Alpha Group only on our Discord, which is for people who hold 8 or more ducks. There's a special Alpha Group. But yeah, we will post some up here soon. We just like to give the Alpha Group a few days heads up on all that stuff. It's one of the perks.
Excellent. And for some reason, Domo has gone off speaker. If you want to speak again, please do press request. As I say, sometimes Twitter, and Elon will sort it out. Sometimes Twitter does just rug you, which is not good. So if any more final questions? Yep, someone else is stepping forward. Yep, yeah, Domo, hopefully it's back up again. So maybe it's a connection issue or something, but... hopefully we'll get Domo, you're back again,
dude. Twitter's been weird. So I was telling Kushcats the other day that it like kicked me out of my account. I was freaking out, and so earlier I was actually in a space listening to, I think it was like World of Women or something like that, one of them, just listening to them, and I was speaking, dude, and it kicked me out, and then literally I had a reboot. So I don't know what the hell it does, but something with these spaces, like when you try to retweet,
when you try to tweet the link, sometimes it logs you. There's like a glitch going around. I looked into it because it happened to me, and it happened to you. And after like you DM me, I was like, I'm gonna look into it. Mm-hmm. And there's a glitch going around where if you click the plus button to like tweet out the link, sometimes it'll like override and log you out of your Twitter account. So just make sure you all know your Twitter logins before you like try to click that blue plus button.
Yes.
Cause if not, like you might get rugged.
Yeah, I learned that lesson. I've literally wrote down my stuff because I'm 37, so I'm getting older, better remember that shit. So yeah, totally. But yeah, once again, man, just happy to be here with you guys, man.
Excellent. Thank you. Now that's interesting, Kushcats, because I got rugged from my own space the other day. I was able to come straight back in, but I was actually sharing the link. So there's obviously something in that.
It happened to us too when we were in the space and our whole space got shut down and we had to like keep opening it up again. Yeah, it was whack.
That's not good. That's not good. I must admit, I've broken my normal rule. I normally make someone a co-host. So if I do get rugged, it doesn't close the space. But touch wood, we've been pretty good so far today. Thank you, Domo19. And we've learned something new about the rugging there, which is actually quite important because it was frustrating the heck out of me the other day. We had a really good speaker who just kept dropping out and And I think it must have been a similar issue, but not to worry. Any last questions? Some funny gifts in the Discord, but any last questions from the speakers up now, or if anyone wants to step forward? Otherwise, we'll look to wrap things up in a couple of minutes. Okay, all good. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for attending the spaces today. I'm doing a couple more spaces before the end of the week, including an early dive tomorrow into the Lunatic Apes, which is a new project that's at its early stages. So speaking to the founder in a very early, almost alpha session tomorrow. And then on Friday, after a very successful Earth Day spaces that I hosted with Space Trip last week, we're going to do the same thing again, hopefully get some more projects on that are environmentally focused. So if anyone's listening now is interested in joining, we're really looking to try and create a bit of an environmental push within not just Terra, we're looking more broadly. A grassroots movement that we're trying to get started. And that really came out of an Earth Day conversation. So that's on Friday. And then I think I'm going to give myself the day off on Saturday and go for a few beers. But I mean, in all seriousness, I love doing these. And it's always a pleasure kind of chatting to different projects. And I have to say, you know, Stone Ducks, love the art. Love your ambitions as well. And I love the modest way that you're going about putting everything together. You're not over promising, but I think you've got a really clever roadmap. And I'm really excited to see, you know, what the future holds for you as well. And we'll be following avidly. I can see Domo, you have your hand up again. The floor is yours.
One more thing, man. I just wanted to say, not to like praise you, Kush Cats, but I just want to thank you because I think you've like brought in so much knowledge to myself and also to the community. I was in another space, not the World of Women one, but sometimes I just chime in and listen because I just want to see what's going on with people. And dude, I hear your guys' name go around so much. It's incredible. But you guys are literally raising so much awareness. And these spaces are really where it's all about, because I think like we were talking yesterday in the space, so many people are talking about like these get rich quick things, and you guys just bring so much reality. And I think you guys help people understand things. And I just wanted to say thank you, and just thank you everyone in here for doing this, because this is what it's all about: building the community, building for the future.
Oh, stop. We're going to cry. I'm just kidding.
I know. I don't want to sound like I'm just praising you, but yeah, totally.
So kind, dude. Thank you. We love having you in our community, and thank you for stepping up and talking.
Absolutely. And what I love about these spaces, it brings so many people together. I've been sort of adding quite a lot of you as it's been going on. And I actually dip in and out of lots of spaces as well. Sometimes I'll lurk and listen. Other times I'll step up to the mic. And it's great because we're all sharing knowledge. And what I love about this whole broader crypto community, I'm sure there are egos out there, but I haven't come across many. Most people are there to help each other. And yeah, if someone sort of puts themselves out there and says they want to understand something, people are there to help. So I really love that aspect, and I try and give back as much as I possibly can as well. And I learn a lot every time I do one of these. So I just want to really give the last word to the most important folks on here, the Stone Ducks team, and then we'll look to close out.
So new roadmap is out now. New medium is out now. New products following soon. Mint close on the 29th, midnight UTC. And people, thank you for being here. Thanks very much for having us, bro. Very, very much. Thank you, man. And stay awesome, stay blazed, stay blessed. See you soon.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Stone Luna Duck Club AMA and Project Special, hosted by SuperTerra, recorded on Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
I smoked weed for years. It's made me an animal. There's rules to this shit. I wrote me a manual. First you get the script, and then you get the antidote. Roll a shell, it can seal like an envelope. Light it up, it gets loud like announcers. rotates clockwise, never counter. One puff, two times, then you're out there. Cause my smoke's strong as shit, like a bouncer. Please be my guest, take another pass. Pass it to the left, and don't forget to ash. You see there's a dish, please don't use the glass. And you know that it's legit, when you smell it through the bag. It's like pine saw, minus saw, cause it smell like trees. Sidebar, my bars, it's hard as chemistry. I smoke good green, let's call it church money. I said good green, then I said church money. Let's take a trip, jump on my ship. Let's call it the merry-go-round. We'll get high off the ground, fly through the clouds. While on the merry-go-round, we'll puff and compare. Smoke's everywhere, riding the merry-go-round. So pull up a chair, there's plenty to share. And watch as the merry-go-round. Yeah. Put a couple hits of acid on my tongue, I'll go there. Go where? Nowhere. All up in my mind like a nose hair. Oh yeah, got the government yelling no fair. Smoking weed like it's the word, call me Colbert. So toss some trees in my grinder, roll it up like. No need to set a reminder, I'm rolling dubs like. All day long like it's my motherfucking day job. But I got a job, I just like smoking lots of ganja. Me and my entourage pass the bong and hotbox on. Two car garage all night long like your mom is gone. Then eat a bunch of food and write a couple stoner songs. Rolling merrily down the road like we got no regard. Let's take a trip, jump on my ship. Let's call it the merry-go-round. We'll get high off the ground, fly through the clouds. While on the merry-go-round, we'll puff and compare. Smoke's everywhere, riding the merry-go-round. So pull up a chair, there's plenty to share. And watch as the merry-go-round. Cause me and Matt Lee smoke weed like Cheech. No chong, no bong, I just roll it in the leaf. Tropical swish is sweet, on the lookout for police. It's illegal where I'm at, so I gotta be discreet. Your laws don't apply to me, I'm not from here. From where? Somewhere, out by the sun there. I brought some bud to share and a 10 strip. So hop on the ship, blaze one and enjoy the trip. Let's take a trip, jump on my ship. Let's call it the merry-go-round. We'll get high off the ground, fly through the clouds. While on the merry-go-round, we'll puff and compare. Smoke's everywhere, riding the merry-go-round. So put up a chair, there's plenty to share. And watch as the merry-go-round. Yeah.
Channel Spaces.